Right now, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Universe? Weird. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world, so now on the phone once again is Planet Push Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. By the way, there's plenty of Indians in Boston.
Uh-huh.
I was listening. A lot of good tambour.
So
may the force be with you, by the way.
Uh-huh.
The force of Jesus.
All right, okay, take it easy. So speaking of Star Wars, here's some of you neocon types are unhappy about the new Star Wars movie.
Mark, who wrote that piece of cow fluff?
Oh, boy.
Ted Kennedy? Tim Robbins? We got to clean up Hollywood, Mark.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Disaster.
What bothered you so much, Lawton?
Everything.
Oh, no.
But for starters, okay, they're up there in space having a war on terror.
Huh?
Against the two evildoers, Dooku and Grievous. That's Osama and al-Zarqawi, clearly.
Okay, if you say so.
So the Chancellor asked for more executive power from the Senate to wipe them out, you know, shock and all.
Come on.
That old boy just wants to keep the liberal surrender monkeys out of the way and get the job done, but what happened?
What?
Those obstructionists turned their left-wing attack machine on this distinguished patriot and turned him into a mean, wrinkled old wizard.
Oh.
And Tom DeLay all over.
Whoa, back up, Lon.
Attack machine.
So the Jedi are the villains?
Let me tell you about the Jedi.
Oh, that's
boy. That's your typical smarty-pants elitist, think they know better than everybody else. Look at my lightsaber. Aren't you impressed? Woo-hoo-hoo!
Oh, boy.
Academics, artists, scientists, all
mm-hmm.
in their tinfoil
yeah,
hats,
yeah, yeah.
all hiding behind their fancy degrees.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We're up to the Jedi. They try to talk the terrorists to death.
Okay, you know
typical.
What? I'm not buying it. What about Yoda? Is he in on the conspiracy,
oh,
too?
Oh, Yoda. Who's that little lizard supposed to be, anyway? Robert Byrne?
Oh, man.
I don't need a lecture on national security from some green muppet.
Oh, boy.
Can't even put together a complete sentence. Stupid, he does talk, Mark.
Oh,
stupid.
Hey, but wait, whoa, back up. The pre-Vader character is clearly headed down the path toward evil.
All right, Mark, just because a brat kid wants to join the party, learn the ropes
of
the Chancellor, kind of like Rick Santorum,
mm-hmm.
suddenly he's evil and he's gone to the dark side. That's just hate speech, Mark. Hate
uh-huh.
speech. Believe me, we don't let the dark side into our party. Never have.
Uh-huh.
Not even Alan Keyes. We don't let it happen.
Come on.
Not
at one point, Anakin says, if you're not with me, then you're my enemy. Sound familiar, my friend?
Is the Gettysburg Address familiar, Mark?
Oh,
it's
come
just
on.
Offensive to me. Some Hollywood director would turn one of George W. Two-Terms Mandate Bush's greatest proclamations into some kind of a sick Jedi punch.
Well, you know what, Lawton? This is a work of fiction.
No,
it's a work of fiction. If you're upset by what's in it, maybe you should ask yourself why you're so upset. Is it because it shows an out-of-touch leader who oversteps his bounds and leads people into a meaningless war? Is it because the Emperor tries to manipulate the Senate to further his own selfish ends? Let me be more direct, my friend. Is it because Bush is exactly like that evil bastard in the movie?
The biggest Star Wars fan in the world.
Wow. Okay.
I went to the premiere last week dressed as Chewbacca.
Oh.
My bed was covered with Ewok bait.
Oh, boy.
You know, I see Star Wars movies 50 or 60 times just to escape my miserable reality. They show me a story about how bad Bush is.
Oh.
And it's true.
Yes.
He's a Sith.
Yes.
He's a freaking Sith.
All right. Take it easy. Take it easy, buddy. All right. Let it out, you freak. All right, just take it easy. It's just a movie, dude. All right. Just you all right? Okay. Just. All right. Get hold of yourself. Oh my God! What is that?
I think I caught your cold. And why has Obi-Wan got a beard in this? Are we supposed to think he's Jesus? Because that's wrong. That's blasphemous.
Goodbye, Lawton.
Blasphemous.
Goodbye, Lawton.
God loves you, Mark. Deal with it.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah, okay. Take care. You know, he keeps getting, you know.
I know.
His outbursts are getting a little more peculiar, aren't they?
Peculiar. That's a nice way of putting it.
The sounds are coming out of him are peculiar. I've been